Humans make it happen. The divine is. Humans make it happen. The divine is. We are human beings, and we are living in a human body. It's a game we chose to play when we came to the planet Earth. And we chose to be humans, forgetting that we are really divine, forgetting that we really are the allness, the isness, the wonderful qualities of life that is all things. We forget that. We don't need to forget that, but we forget it. And why do we forget it? Because we are living in a human world, a world which is very relative, a world which is today and tomorrow gone. It's just an illusion, and a wonderful illusion at that. But we love it. Humans make it happen, and the divine is. How do humans make things happen? How do humans put causes in motion to bring about the results that they think they want? How does a human manifest anything in its world to bring forth the very wonderful qualities of all things that it is and how it acts and how it performs? Since the divine is, and the human makes things happen, how does the human make things happen? How does a human make things happen and call it all a game? Life is one glorious, wonderful, fantastic game, and it's just a lot of fun. Now, how does a human bring those things about? How does a human manifest those things in its life? How does a human enjoy the humanity that it is? Well, all human experiences are the result of thought. All human experiences are the result of thought. We think a thought, and we bring it forth into our being. Now, if we were grand enough, and if we were responsible enough, we would think these thoughts from the point of view that everything is fantastic. Everything is the ideal. Everything is fulfillment of everything that it could possibly be. It's the absolute. It's wonderful. But we don't think that way. For some reason or other, we have chosen to think of ourselves as being limited. And, of course, all you have to do is look at the parents who are working with their children, and they treat their children as though they are not the ideal beings that they are. They treat their children as though they are not the fulfillment of every good and beautiful thing that they already are. Why would any parent treat its child as though it was not the fulfillment that it already is? And the only reason for that, the only reason, is they themselves have never been trained in the realization of who they are, of what they are, of what their divinity is. And they think that it's their humanness, how the body responds to heat and cold, and how the body responds to all the activities that go on in its life. And we think that's our reality. We think that's who we are. And is it truly who we are? Is it truly who and what we are? Well, it is, so long as we think that. So long as we have thoughts in our mind that say we are limited. So long as we have thoughts in our mind that say we must go step by step to accomplish any goal we have. So long as we say that there are some areas of life that you cannot transgress, you cannot go beyond the limits of gravity, you cannot go beyond the limits of what the human body can do. The human body cannot jump 100 feet, 1,000 feet. The human body cannot do certain things. But yet, the mind knows itself. And you say to the mind, okay, remember last year when you were sliding down the slide and you said, "Wee, that was such fun." Oh, yes, that was such fun. You see, now you have made the transition from today, this moment, to another moment where you were a year ago sliding down a slide. And nothing was said to you when you slid down that slide. You're going to remember this a year from now. And you're going to remember that a year from now that you had slid down this slide and had such a great time. But we do that to ourselves. We limit ourselves. We tell ourselves that we don't know these things. We tell ourselves we don't understand these things. We tell ourselves that we are limited, that we cannot do all the things that we can do. And because we tell ourselves these things, what do we do about it? We just don't do it. We just don't do it. We think that we have evolved from Neanderthal man. We have evolved from the early primitive beings that once walked the face of the earth. And yet, if the divine in you, if God were to create anything, it would create it just the way it is. And if God is perfect and fantastic and glorious and good, it creates only perfect, fantastic, glorious, and good objects. Only perfect, glorious, fantastic, and good experiences and people and places and things. But we don't do that. We have the tendency to look around us and say, what we see is what's real. What we see is what makes reality in life. And what we see is what we experience, and what we see is what we are. And because we say that, and we say that generation after generation after generation, we are that. Now, in the history of humanity, in the history of mankind, it came along quite slowly. And it progressed quite slowly, but quite powerfully. And man kept creating himself better and better and better. It's not that he was born that way. He created himself better and better. He is that in its reality, but it was not his belief when he was born. But he changed his mind about himself. And then man came to another point, and here he is in the 21st century. And what is he doing in this century? In this century, he has made strides that boggle the mind. He has made strides into understanding things. He has learned how to make things invisible. And once he learns how to make things invisible and creates things invisible, then he will no longer need to create things invisible. He will just have things invisible if that's his choice. He will be able to leap the tallest building. He will be able to do anything because it's his choice. And as long as these things are mankind's choice, humanity's choice, he will do these things. The divine already exists in that awareness. The divine already transposes all those things into even greater and greater and greater experiences, more fantastic, more glorious, more wonderful than anything could ever be. Yes. And as it does this, what does it do? As it does this, it lives in this fabulous quality of divinity. Little by little, man is here on earth as a human being to learn he is divine, to reveal the divinity that is within him, to reveal the divinity that is. And the divine is, and humans make it happen. Humanity makes it happen. Why do we do that? Why do we play this slow boat to China? Why do we go so step by step in the accomplishment of these things? Well, our young people today, with their computers and their unlimited, uninhibited attitude toward many things, because their games have shown them they can do things rapidly and beautifully and fantastically, they're rising to newer heights of their divinity. Not heights of their divinity so much as the awareness that they are divine. They are rising to the awareness that they are divine, and as they are divine, they are enjoying everything. As they are divine, they are unlimited, and they're reaching within themselves to bring forth that which always was there, the genius, the magic, the wonderment that always was there. And it's up to you and me today, if we wish. We can call ourselves humans and make it happen, or we can say we are divine, and it is done. It is already fulfilled. It is already revealed. It is already magnificent. How great that is! How wonderful that is! How fantastic that is! And that's our truth. Join me today, recognizing that humans make it happen, but the divine is. And I choose this day to be the divine in every magnificent, fantastic way, because that's who I am. I am the divine. I am the divine. I am the divine. Now and forevermore. Yes, I am the divine. Now and forevermore.